The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so in today's episode, we talk about a viral video of a woman who got down on bended knee, literally on a cement. She puts her knee on the ground to propose marriage to her man. And you guys didn't hold back on how you felt about a woman asking a man to marry her.
No, we didn't. And I can't wait for you to hear it. And if you want to at me after, at DJ Automatic.
Also, another woman discovered that her husband had another life, an entirely different family, including a baby. How did she find out? And then Miss Ariana Grande Gomez, you know, she just got married. She's having second thoughts. Let's listen to the podcast now. So I have a very good friend of mine. You, Automatic and Anthony, you know her. She's getting married, and she invited me to her shower. And some of the items on the list made me uncomfortable. Oh. Let me talk about this right now, the gifts. I'm Dana Cortez. Welcome to Wednesday.
I go by DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So first of all, let me talk about this woman right here. She's beautiful. She's educated. Her and her man, they real buttoned up. You would think real professional. And the gifts she sent me to buy were like freaky lingerie.
Nice. Yeah.
I was like, I am not buying this stuff for you. Ugh. So I gave her cash. Am I rude or am I prude?
Prude. Definitely prude. Dude,
come on,
but
man.
Let me tell you a little bone I got to pick. Is right, that we're matter. Invited to so many different weddings right now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's everybody's getting married this summer because they couldn't get married last year.
Yes.
And I got a question for you, Anthony. Just because you're invited to the wedding, does that mean you have to buy a gift?
Well,
if we have to buy a gift, we got to buy a lot of gifts.
If I got to go to the big old freak weddings that Dana's friends are having, and hell yeah, dog.
Yeah, baby.
All the gifts, bro.
If you're close to somebody and they send you a wedding invitation, I think you owe them a gift. I do. At least something, a little something. Even if you don't have a lot of money, give them some Starbucks, something.
Well, I think given the situation that we all went through last year, even your time and presence is a blessing.
Well, these are all like destinations, like to different places.
Yeah, like,
I'm not flying anywhere to go to a wedding.
My good friend Jamal, actually, he got married in Los Angeles last weekend. And I remember a couple months back, he hit me up like, hey, man, are you going to go? And like both of us, I didn't have enough money to go down a wedding downtown Los Angeles. And he didn't have enough money for another guest.
It was like I invited you, but I don't really want you to come. That's the best invitation you can get.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so let's take a little poll right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If somebody invites you to their wedding, do you owe them a gift? Story. Yeah, go comment in the story. National Day, Anthony A.
Stretch it out and get your run on. It's National Running Day, everybody.
Hey. Good for you, not good for your joints. Get them good shoes.
Oh, and some great socks while you're at it, too. We also have National Bubba Day, which is a Creole term for little brother. So that's why you hear it popular in the South.
Oh, that's why Bubba from Forrest Gump.
I never really thought people called other people Bubba until I moved to Texas. And then I realized there's a lot of Bubbas out there.
You never heard of Bubba Sparks?
Call it Paul Bubba Sparks.
I thought it was a stage name.
And it's a short work week, so if you want to roll up the sleeves and leave early, do it. It's National Leave the Office Early Day.
Early. If we'd have known, we wouldn't have even come in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Video of a woman on bended knee proposing to her man has gone viral, and the negative comments is what's got me like, why are you guys being so hateful? Go watch the video now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If the woman knows what she wants and she's ready for full-time commitment, what's the problem? What's the issue? They're together. She's handing him a ring. She's doing it in front of all of their family. You see the background. It looks like an amazing moment.
The problem is that the man probably isn't ready to get married, and now she's pressuring him into getting married. If he wanted to get married, he would ask her.
DJ Automatic, when is it ever going to be time? For some women, they've been waiting and waiting. Look, this is it. It's either yes or no, because if it's no, I'm out, baby.
Ooh.
I'm not kidding. There's so many women that I know that have been waiting for a ring. Some people aren't even afraid to say it in front of the man anymore. Am I ever going to get a ring? When is this going to happen? You know what? She just took matters into her own hands.
I hate when I'm hanging out with my friends and they start having that little side conversation. Like, oh, no worry. I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to do that. I really hate that moment. And at the same time, if you think about it, it's kind of just like she's paying for a date. Like, she's just kind of paying for a date.
I mean, did she buy her own ring? Did she
bought him a ring.
Think about that. That's cool. You don't want to buy the ring, dude.
No, I don't want to be pressured into getting married because she's ready and I'm not. I'm sorry.
When you asked me,
then I was ready and I was hoping you were ready.
But I wasn't 100%.
Trust me, if a man's ready to get married, he knows when he's going to ask the woman. He wasn't ready to get married, and now he's pressured into getting married.
So we're right back with what I said. if she's ready and he's not, then she knows and she can move on. Because if she's ready, how long does a woman have to wait before a man? Less and less men are proposing.
Do you think it'll last automatic?
No, of course not. It's not going to last. He's not ready. Why? I mean, he of course he's going to say yes, because you can't turn down a woman after she says, you know, goes through all this. She brought her whole family out there to propose to be married to her.
She was in a skirt, by the way, and she put her knee on cement. Damn it, she deserves a yes, okay?
Think about it. We're plucking our eyebrows. We're wearing nail polish.
Thank
we're getting
you.
Proposed to. Sooner or later, we're going to be house husbands, and men like you are stopping that automatic.
I'm not stopping anything.
Come
if you want to be a house husband, you go be a house husband.
Well, I'm waiting for somebody to propose to me.
If I would have proposed to you, DJ Automatic, you would have felt pressured and said no?
Of course I wouldn't say no, because I wouldn't do that to the woman that I love. But at the same time, that doesn't mean I'm ready to be married.
When a man asks a woman to marry him, does that mean he's pressuring her?
No, because...
Why do I have to wait for you?
I know you're going to hate this answer, but no, because most of the time, women are ready to get married almost all the time.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Unless they say no, and you're more than welcome to say no. But the thing is, I just feel like the way that flipping it around and a woman asking a man just isn't right. It's just not going to work out. How many times have you seen it work out? He's probably going to have her last name now, too.
Only 5% of women actually propose. And only 4% of men say yes.
Hold on. I've got a story. My aunt asked my uncle to marry her. He said yes. They stayed married for a very long time. He took her last name. Guess what happened, though? They're not married anymore. Do you know why? Because he went and got a girlfriend.
Oh.
He cheated on the woman who proposed to him?
Yes, because... The chances are he wasn't ready to be married. He would have asked her if he was ready.
Your upbringing makes me understand your stance on this. But, you know, my mom was like, hey, never turn down or block your blessing. So if anybody want to come pick me up my student loan payments, I will gladly take your name in marriage, my queen.
All right. Go watch the video and comment below. Is this an awkward situation or is it a beautiful moment?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I know a lot of people don't read the newspaper like they used to. Here's a good reason why you should. A woman discovered that her husband had a secret second family while reading the newspaper. Yes, her husband and his new wife had a baby. And they made the announcement in the local newspaper. So he's married to two women. And this is exactly how she discovered he's a cheater.
What the fuck?
How about when he doesn't come home for nights on end?
I don't know. I don't know about all that. But she threw this up on TikTok, and a video of the newspaper has gone viral. There are thousands of women who say they are now subscribed to their local newspaper.
I know that's right.
I was thinking that every newspaper should run this story order to increase circulation.
I think you're right, because in my head I was like, nobody reads the newspaper anymore. So this guy was like, yeah, I didn't see the mistake happen.
That's what the man thought. And so to make his second wife happy, he's like, oh, let's make the announcement of our baby boy. And, you know, well, of course, now he's in court. Not only does the second wife want child support, he's being charged with polygamy. You can't be married to two different women, sir.
Don't!
And why the hell would you want to do? One family is enough. I can't even imagine having two.
Anyway.
All right, so Australia's oldest ever man has the secret to living a very, very long life.
Well, what is it?
Eating chicken brains.
Yum. How old is this man?
Retired cattle rancher Dexter Kruger is 111 years old. And in a recent interview, he said eating chicken brains is what has helped him live this long, long life.
Does he cook them? Does he eat them raw? What's the deal?
He said chicken brains. You know, chickens have a head, and there's a little brain in there, and they're delicious little things. There's only one bite. But he says that's the reason why he has an amazing memory, and he's, in fact, writing an autobiography right now at 111 years old. He lives in a nursing home. And the manager says she's never seen anybody with a memory like his at his age.
First of all, who's giving him the chicken brain inside the nursing home? Okay. And second of all, who am I to talk? I eat cow tongue.
Yes.
He doesn't do anything for me.
Maybe that's why you can speak so well.
right. All right, Anthony.
Well, I got a little bit of an update for us. So y'all remember a couple months ago when we talked about the bodybuilder who married a life-size sexy time doll.
I do remember that they had a full wedding. The whole familia was there.
He took her on a trip.
The whole shebang. Wow. That bodybuilder actually actually cheated on his wife, ladies and gentlemen.
He cheated on his plastic doll wife.
That's right. Around last year, she went in for repairs around Christmas time and wouldn't be back to January, and he couldn't resist the urges. So he uploaded a video of himself and a, let's just call a metal toy. All right, having some fun. And some people said in the comments, how would your wife feel about that? And they're going to have a discussion once she gets back from repairs.
He cheated on one inanimate object with another inanimate object?
I'm still just wondering what kind of repairs did she have to go for? I mean, did he literally blow her back out?
I don't even know. Dude. Just talking about this story, I feel like my computer has an STD now.
Holy Jesus. What the f*** is that?
Recently married Ariana Grande seems to have some second thoughts. This is big news. Daily Dirt, time to best gossip. Let's get it started. Anthony A. with celebrity birthdays.
We have the Bravo great Andy Cohen celebrating his birthday. Friend of the show, Futuristic, also celebrating his birthday.
Hey.
Wayne Brady and Awkwafina celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj shared adorable video of her 8-month-old son attempting to walk. She calls him Papa Bear. Listen to this.
You ain't trying to do all of that today? You had it?
No, Mama, I had it. Leave me alone already, please. Ain't nobody got time for all of that, Mama. I'll catch it.
I don't know why, but I wanted her to bust out with, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I don't know why, from Super Bass.
Anyway, telling her baby boy sounds like Roman.
I think so. So there are a lot of people commenting that he's too little to be walking. Not true. Our daughter, Ava Maddox, started walking at 8 months.
How are you too little to start walking? That's odd to me. Yeah, but I believe, one thing just opened up my eyes, too, is Nicki Minaj could have a career in voiceovers. Like, she should get
She's already a voice actress.
Yes.
I'm on my monster.
All right, the game confirms that we're getting new music from Kendrick Lamar very soon.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
talk to management, TDE management, and they say it's coming. It's going to be more rockish, which I'm here for.
Hearing that this is going to be a rock album?
All over Twitter. Does that mean it's true? No, but I'm just here to report, okay? And then finally, Ariana Grande had some second thoughts on Body Ink. According to her fans, these two large butterflies and the Pokemon character Eevee and a couple other tattoos were missing from her shoulder and left arm during her nuptials. Remember, we shared the photos and all that. But then she performed with The Weeknd at the iHeart Music Awards, and they weren't there either. So either she just keeps covering those particular tattoos up, or during the pandemic, she had tattoo removal.
Do you know if those tattoos had any, like, significant meaning?
I did. You know, let me call her automatically real quick. Let me get on the phone with Ms. Gomez.
I mean, is there a reason for her to cover them up? Because, you know, now she's married. If, like, she got them with another man, maybe the boyfriend didn't want to look at her. Her husband didn't want to look at her.
I think a lot of people have tattoo regret.
Yeah, like most millennials, she's also embarrassed of her infatuation with Pokemon. So that's...
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you're too busy for love, I mean, you just got so much going on, you can't even find a significant other, you are not alone. And there's actually a resolution. I'll tell you what that is right now. Is that, in case you missed it, but DJ Automatic, you always go first. What do you have for the people?
I am outraged today. So if you have an Amazon device, you could soon be sharing your Wi-Fi with your neighbors. What? Yes, you just heard me right. If you have an Amazon device, you could be sharing your Wi-Fi
like
with your
Alexa
neighbors.
Like Alexa and Echo and all that?
Okay. On June 8th, Amazon is rolling out on all of their devices. It's called Amazon Sidewalk. Amazon Sidewalk is a network that will pool internet bandwidth to be shared amongst you and your community. They say it's for better connectivity. Affected devices include Alexa, Echo, Ring, security cameras, outdoor lights, motion sensors, and tile trackers. You have a few days left to opt out of Amazon Sidewalk, which we will be doing very soon.
Why greedy?
So, what do you mean greedy?
If it can help, it says it could increase your bandwidth for your Wi-Fi. You get better Wi-Fi.
I pay for the biggest bandwidth because we have to upload the show every day.
That was a lot of technical jargon here. Let me get this right. So Amazon Prime members can literally pull up to a house that has this Amazon Sidewalk set up and use that Wi-Fi network that they're not even
paying
for.
Yes, they're going to start pooling everybody's network so you can have better connectivity, but you can opt out of it for somebody like myself. Who pays for extra bandwidth because we have to upload big files. No, I'm not sharing my Wi-Fi with people. It used to take me 30 minutes to upload the show. Now it takes me 3.
Oh my gosh, 30 minutes of your life.
30 minutes versus 3, it's a big deal to me. Trust me.
We're not opting out. It's a good
thing. We are opting out. I promise you, we will be opting out. We're opting out today.
I don't even know if you're technically right, but I love your passion, brother.
I'm right, passionate about not sharing my Wi-Fi.
Anthony A., what did you find? Jeez.
Who is the worst backseat driver in your family? This is not a personal question, all right? A recent survey revealed that parents say teenage drivers are actually the worst backseat drivers in the whole family.
Our little one is even worse than I am. And let me tell you something. She never does it in front of her father. When he's not in the car, she talks so much smack about the way he drives. When I'm driving her to cheer practice or wherever, she's like, oh, I'm so glad you're taking me because daddy does this and daddy screams at the people and daddy yells at the lady. Oh, remember when you called the lady a bad word?
I don't call anybody bad words, okay? But let me tell you something. You are the worst backseat driver. You taught her how to be the worst backseat driver. Well, and I can't believe it. You turned my own daughter against me.
You're right. I am the worst backseat driver because you're the worst driver.
Oh, hold on.
And if it wasn't for me, we'd have been in multiple accidents.
Keep it up, and I'm going to kick you off my Wi-Fi, too.
All right, so in case you missed it, a growing number of people are organizing their love and sexy time lives via spreadsheets. Ooh, between the spreadsheets. You get it? Instead of between the sheets. You get it? Okay, so this is really how people are getting relationships on. Yeah. Using Excel. Not kidding. No time for a love life. You have to absolutely schedule time for love. This is so Gen Z and millennial, I think to myself, because I get it. You got things going on. No time to date. You got to squeeze it in. Pencil it in between the...
The 5 hours you spend on Instagram and the other, 2 hours you spend at the cafe.
Coffee shop.
It's all fun and games. So all your screenshots are an Excel PowerPoint presentation. Oh. Walk in one day, dog. That was tough.
But don't you think that most single people nowadays, it's really hard to meet others that are in your same situation?
Not at all. I think with online dating apps, it's even more accessible now, but it's a little bit just different in the sense that you're not out in public as much. So I would see somebody being a little bit more analytical.
Well, this study is attributed to the fact that people are just working more. They're just working more hours.
I don't even know how to use Excel.
Thank God you're married then, DJ Automatic.
You got
Thank
what
God
I
you
need.
Already have me.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A man who's been blind for 40 years can now see. How did researchers pull this one off? Today's hottest hashtags is so inspiring. Welcome to your Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, so this first story is very serious. A 28-year-old Texas man named Coleman Thomas Blevins was arrested last week for planning a mass shooting at a Walmart after a message was intercepted by law enforcement. Kerr County Sheriff's Department issued a warrant and found firearms, ammunition, electronic evidence, radical ideology propaganda, including books, flags, of course the Confederate flag was there, and handwritten documents. Blevins was booked into Kerr County Jail, where he remains on a $250,000 bond. I just wanted to shout out our law enforcement for apprehending him and stopping something. Before, it's just so
how
scary.
Long can they hold him for? Because he didn't actually do anything yet.
He's a felon. He wasn't supposed to have all those firearms. So let's just hope.
Keep him there forever.
Keep
then.
Him there. That's what I'm hoping. And then researchers treated a 58-year-old blind man, and his sight is now partially restored after 40 years of blindness. Scientists used a form of gene therapy to reprogram cells in the eye's retina, injecting it with a viral vector, making it light sensitive, and then voila. Sight. I can't imagine being blind for 40 years and now you can see.
That's amazing. Shout out to the technological advances right now.
Yes,
that's cool.
Absolutely.
Did they put 5G in his eye?
Automatic stuff. And then finally, food news. The pandemic has contributed to a huge sales increase in organic food. Last year, American consumers spent $56.4 billion on organic foods like beans, broth, and eggs. That's a 12.4% increase from the previous year, according to a new annual report from the Organic Trade Association. I want to tell you now, I think the pandemic has us looking at our lives differently. We want to be healthy. And not only that, I just read a study. Gen Z and young millennials pulling up to the farmers markets, man. Like, that's the spot on the weekends.
That's really the only place you're going to get real organic food from. Because otherwise, it's just labeled organic.
Well,
most of that stuff is not really organic.
Well, some is, some isn't. You really have to do your research on that. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Leave the Office Early Day.
Hey. Wish somebody would have told me. I wouldn't even be here.
We also have Global Running Day, and it's also National Bubba Day. So shout out to all the Bubbas around the world.
Most
all right?
famous Bubba, it's between Forrest Gump's best friend Bubba and Bubba Sparks. Which one?
Oh.
I'm going to have to go with Bubba Gump.
There's also
I was going to say the golf player, Bubba Watson.
Oh, but yeah.
No, shout out to all the Bubbas. I knew a Bubba. I knew a brown Bubba, as a matter of fact. All right, and then we will wrap it up on National Rocky Road Day.
One of the best ice creams ever. I'm not going to buy Rocky Road, but if you have it at a birthday party or something, I will consume it. The marshmallows inside are so good.
I feel like this isn't going to be surprising, but my favorite ice cream is orange sherbet.
It's not sherbet. It's sherbet. Just to let y'all know. A lot of people say sherbet. That's incorrect. There's no R at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, the only thing that I can think of when I think of Rocky Road right now is because of that viral picture that's going around with those two white women that are eating ice cream out of the toilet.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I have. And somebody said, caption this, and I said, Pendeja Sunday extra nuts. Go look at the picture. It's on my Instagram, at Dana Cortez. It's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Are we beginning with birthdays today?
We are. Yeah. It is Be Real of Cypress Hill's birthday.
If you haven't seen LA Originals yet, on Netflix, it's a documentary. Watch it. I did not know what a huge influence Cypress Hill was on hip-hop, and just, I did it.
The whole Soul Assassins crew is, you know, they're West Coast legends, and Be Real is one of the most underrated rappers, period.
Amen.
All right, next we're going to go to 1991 when the Ghetto Boys released We Can't Be Stopped on Rap-A-Lot Records. This is the album that has Bushwick Bill on the front of it when he's in the hospital when he had his eye shot out. Actually, his girl shot his eye out because he was suicidal. And he made her do it.
Oh, wow.
So this album went on to be a platinum album, made the Ghetto Boys superstars, and it had this hip-hop classic on it right here. Headlight, I can't sleep.
I toss and turn. Interestingly enough, having come from Texas, from the South, a lot of people didn't know that they were from Houston, Texas. They just didn't know. Texas, the West Coast, the East Coast, they've been on hip-hop for a very, very long time. And for me, the Ghetto Boys, we're talking classic, classic hip-hop.
So I didn't listen to this, obviously, in 1991, but I got older, my mom, I remember driving with her from New Mexico to Minnesota. I made her listen to this album over and over and over. I'm sorry, Mom, but it was a great album, but, like, there's a lot of...
Along with them and Outkast, they really set the tempo for Southern storytellers.
And UGK, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Scarface. Think about that. Man.
All right, now we're going to 2013, when Taylor Swift poses for a photo with Kygo and radio DJ David Miller. Miller grabs her bare butt. Swift, ends up, getting him fired from his job. And then he turns around and tries to sue Swift for what happened. And she countersues and wins. Because, baby, now we got bad blood.
You know, it used to be mad love. You know how many times women have to put up with bullshit? Seriously? You know how many times? And you know what's sad now? You know, we have this show, the Dana Cortez Show. You guys are witnesses to it. Behind the scenes, what happens, and it's just not women in entertainment. It's women in every industry across the country. And DJ Automatic and Anthony A have been told certain things about this show because I'm a woman. You've actually experienced a little piece of what women have to go through every day of our lives. And I just want to say I thank you both because you've always had my back. Both of you, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wish this DJ hadn't had Taylor Swift back the way he did. All right, what's the next story?
All right, we're going to go to 2018 when BTS becomes the first K-pop band to go to the top of the U.S. album charts with Love Yourself, Tear.
We have a good friend who's been producing K-pop for over a decade. And he's like, it's huge. And I believe him now. Like,
he lives in Korea now. He's rich.
That's Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can a woman propose to a man? Of course she can. But will he say yes? DJ Automatic has a hot take on that. And plus, how would he like to be proposed to? Let's break it down right now. Let's talk to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. We're going to travel back to our one confession earlier where Automatic actually confessed that he doesn't think this marriage will work.
No, I don't think a woman proposing to a man is a good idea unless she goes about it like I say right here.
That's Automatic, before you give the women the way to propose to a man, for those of you who want to see the video that we're talking about, head over to Dana Cortez's Instagram and you'll see a woman proposing to a man, which sparked this whole conversation. And Automatic is about to drop some gems on you ladies right now before you drop down on that bended knee. Automatic, tell these ladies how you would like to be proposed to.
First of all, I need flowers.
Oh, what?
I need a bouquet of Mary Jane flowers.
Oh, nice. Nice, dude.
Come correct, ladies. None of the cheap stuff. And when you get down on that knee, I don't need a ring. I want you to propose with either my gaming controller or the remote controller to the television.
Okay.
To say that you have now become one with either me and my gaming or me and my TV watching, which is a lot of sports.
Now, read between the lines, ladies. If your husband's not a gamer or your future boyfriend is not a gamer, do something plain and simple. That's what Automatic's saying right here. I like you. I like where you're going so far, brother. Go ahead. Continue, DJ Automatic. What would it take for you to say yes to this queen? What does she have to do?
I don't know how to say my third one.
What do you mean?
Because I don't want to sound like this horrible person, but you have to do what I'm into sexually.
Oh.
And you have to promise that for the rest of our lives. And you might not like everything that's involved, but that's part of being married, okay? It's a compromise.
You're already on the knee. That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, get down and name of love if you're feeling it. Have a beautiful Wednesday and remember, the Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the doll story that won't leave my brain. And it's the part of the doll story that Anthony didn't read on air and told me about when he left this room. Automatic, you weren't here. And I have yet to discuss it with you.
Tell me.
Can we say it? I guess we can say it, right?
It's a podcast.
Yeah, great. Ay, ay, ay. So his rumor is that he was hooking up with a cockadoodle-doo. A chicken. Yes, a chicken. Dog.
With a chicken. How foul is that?
He was cheating on his robot wife with a chicken.
Like a real chicken, dude.
Like a real chicken, dude.
So, wait, hold on.
That's enough.
Doesn't even make sense.
That's
exactly.
I guess having a robot wife doesn't make sense either. So this whole guy's life doesn't make sense.
Imagine how mad she's going to be when she's out of repair. Keep listening to the podcast.